Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the district, and you're listening to episode 4 this week. Today, our guest is Mrs. Julie Kinney, principal at McKinley Elementary School. How are you doing today, Mrs. Kinney?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. Now, with each episode, I like to start out by asking each of our guests to discuss their journey to their current position within Marion City Schools. This is actually your first year with Marion City Schools, so if you could, tell me about your professional journey into education and education administration.
Well, when I went to college, I was pretty sure I wanted to be a doctor, and I was actually pre-med at Ohio Wesleyan, and the more science and math classes that I took, I realized my desire was more to help people, not really study like scientific equations or cut open lab rats. And so I got into sports medicine and athletic training. And from there, someone asked me, why don't you take some classes in education? And I thought it would actually make me more marketable as a teacher and an athletic trainer. So I did that. And then once I got into the education classes, I thought it was so interesting, I decided to take some more. And then when I stepped foot into the classroom as a student teacher, I really discovered that teaching was for me. The connections I made with the kids and having my own set of standards and things that I could help them learn made it really exciting for me. And then I graduated college. I went back to my hometown, Cardington, to work. And I taught middle school PE and health and reading, and I coached different sports. And then after a couple years, I started taking graduate classes, got my master's degree in literacy. And then I got involved in several different committees at like the district level. And I was on the negotiation team and union president. And I started to learn like the inner workings of the district. And I think that piqued my interest in admin because I realized I could help more students and more programs. And then after that, I decided to take more classes and I got my other master's in administration.
So quite the journey, but you kind of covered all bases there. So you're actually the first guest that we've had on the podcast representing one of our elementary schools. So if you could just kind of walk me through what a typical day for you is as principal at McKinley.
Okay. Well, when I arrive to the office before school starts, I like to open up my calendar and see what's on the agenda for the day. And so then I can start thinking about what I need to do versus what I want to do versus what I have to do. And then I look at the teacher team calendar, see what grade level's meeting for the morning, and whether or not I or the assistant principal are in on those meetings. And then I check emails and phone messages. And then when the students start to arrive, I either go outside and greet them as their parents drop them off, or I go out to the bus loop and greet them as they exit the buses. Sometimes I have to cover a classroom in the morning for a teacher or somebody that's absent or in a meeting. And so after that, I do the announcements, I do PACS awards, birthday shout outs, things like that to try to start the day off on a positive note. And then I like to walk through the building and pop into the classrooms and see what they're working on. And that usually brings me about to lunchtime where I show my face in the cafeteria or at recess. And that way I feel like the kids can see me and I start to build relationships outside of the office. And then some days there are IEP meetings and maybe a meeting with a parent or a conference with a teacher or teacher evaluation observations. And other times there's an event or two that call my attention to students' behavior because they've made a poor choice or they need to learn through a process. And so I really try to work with them to like restore the wrongs that they may have done. But the really good thing about being a principal is that there are never 2 days that are the same, even after as many years as I've been doing this.
Yeah, it sounds like you're definitely having a lot of plates spinning at the same time each day.
Yes.
So you mentioned in there the PACS Awards. Mm-hmm. What can you explain that to someone who doesn't know what that is?
Yeah, that is our program that's aligned with PBIS, which is Positive Behavior Intervention Supports. And PACS is about teaching students to self-regulate their behavior and to reward them when they're doing the right things, like raising their hand, participating in class, being engaged in the lesson, walking in the hallway like a leader. And we call that PACS leadership. And so we have different things like Granny's Wacky Prizes, that they can earn by being a PACS leader. That's sometimes like you might walk into a classroom and see a set of students frying like bacon on the floor, and because it's just a fun reward that they get for doing the right thing. Other times you might see us passing out McKinley money, and that is something that they can store up and buy things from our store, like be the principal for a day or sit in the teacher's chair or a flare pen, you know, all kinds of things like that.
Very cool. Now, what are some of the goals or requirements you have for each of your McKinley students every day?
Well, our Building 100 Days plan is focused on improving our attendance, being PACS leaders, and learning our academic standards to mastery level. So in more simple terms, that means we want our students to come to school, learn while they're here, treat people with respect, and follow the directions or the lessons of the teachers. And so if we try to keep it simple, we can attain those goals.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've seen facing Marion City Schools in the year that you've been here, specifically on the elementary level?
Well, I think one of the most immediate challenges that's facing our schools and specifically our students is recovering from the effects of COVID-19 pandemic, because the last 2 years have been modified in like our style of teaching and the number of days that we had in session and even our ability to collaborate together. There are lots of missed opportunities that our students, our staff, our families haven't been able to have, and so we have to find a way to bridge that. Not only do we miss out on different topics in learning math, science, reading, etc., but we miss out on ways to learn how to behave socially and how to treat people with respect, even when we get frustrated. Our attention spans are not as long as they used to be, and our stamina for concentration needs to be focused. So now more than ever, we can make those improvements in how to better perform academically and socially and emotionally. And right now, I think, is like a really good time for everyone in education, whether you're a student, a teacher, parent, grandparent, community member, administrator, all of us to band together and kind of create what we want our new normal to be, because we're in that exercise right now.
Yes. There's, and of all of those challenges you mentioned, obviously coming back from something so unprecedented as what we just went through and are still going through. But it's good that we are, like we like to say here, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So along with those challenges, let's discuss some of the positives. So here at Marion City Schools, what are some of the positive aspects that you're seeing in your first year in the district?
Well, despite all those challenges that we have to face, I've noticed so many people in this district and in the community being friendly, open, and really willing to work together. Teachers here really care about their students and the community, and I know a lot of school districts say that, but here in Marion, I've already seen it happening in a short period of time, and I know it happens continually. For example, like from a fundamental level, our district has a vision and a mission that align with our four pillars, right? So that leadership, learning, literacy, and legacy, they all coincide and drive our decisions to like impact our students every day. So when teachers are aware of the challenges that we might be facing, but we're committed and we help them realize the dream of a successful life, because we're all moving in the same direction. I know that parents that I've talked to, they want the best for their children, of course. What parent doesn't, right? And they're working with us to form those relationships with the teachers and the schools so we can work together. We've had community businesses step up and either like adopt our school or sponsor our school in some way. And so that really proves that we're all together in this. And I couldn't be happier with my decision to come to Marion City, because here we work about making things better every day and better than they were yesterday. And like that just inspires me because I see it in action.
So for an elementary student, there's obviously a number of milestones that they're going to hit, whether it's in first, second, third, fourth, or fifth grade. So can you just kind of go through some of those huge milestones as our young students are getting acclimated to school and moving up in the grades?
Yeah, there are a lot of different milestones for elementary students. Might be from losing your first tooth here at school and come down to the nurse's office and get a little treasure box for it. Or at the end of the year in fifth grade, we have a clap out celebration for them because they're ready to transition to middle school, and that's a big deal. In kindergarten, they learn to count and ID numbers up to 100. And maybe in first grade, they've learned all their sight words. Or second grade, they're really taking those words apart now and understanding the vowel patterns and things like that. Third grade, we move on to those Ohio State tests that really help us prove our reading skills. In fourth grade, we have recorders that we play or learn how to play in fourth grade. So there might be a lot of, you know, hot cross buns playing on the recorder we'll be hearing soon. And in fifth grade, they really get the opportunity to be that PACS leader and that role model so they can show all the other younger students how it is to be that responsible citizen and show their proudness that they're a Prexy.
All right, now in the milestones that you mentioned, you talked about the third grade, the state testing.
Yes.
And I know a lot of times parents can get nervous about that and families kind of wonder what goes on during that testing. Can you speak to that a little bit and just kind of explain what goes on through that process?
Yeah, and I can understand why we would be nervous about that, but I really want us to get rid of those nerves because it's really a learning process. Our third graders already took the first set of reading tests in October, so they've seen the test, they've had a practice round, basically is how I like to think of it. Now, from that point on, we'll get like a baseline score, figure out where they're at, and go from there, grow them in the skills that they're missing. So we have an iReady reading program. It's not really how we learn, but more about interventions that we can provide for those students that are missing some of those skills. So we practice with our iReady all throughout the year. We teach the students how to work on the computer, from moving the mouse around to being able to highlight or drag and drop those computer skills that we don't think about all the time. We encourage them to relax. It's just one measure. And they also take an iReady assessment quarterly throughout the year. And so that also is a way for kiddos to pass the test. And I use air quotes just now because it's really not about passing the test. It's about seeing how well we can improve. And so when we have those practice rounds with the iReady, that's another way that the students can be qualified to go for that Ohio State test and go on to the next grade level. So there are lots of opportunities for them to show what they know. And beyond that, it's important for parents to know, we've got this at school. Get them a good night's sleep. Give them an extra breakfast. We'll have one at school too. And just encourage them to do their best. When we take the fear away from things, I think the kiddos realize, hey, I do know this and I can show everyone what I do know.
And then what are some activities that are upcoming specifically for McKinley that all of our families should be aware of?
Okay. Well, I think that school life needs to be a good mix of like learning and fun and serving others. So this upcoming month, we're sponsoring a food drive to help families during the holiday season. We're having a holiday spirit week here and an ugly sweater contest in December. Many of our students here at McKinley will be performing in a community service holiday concert with First Presbyterian Church. That's December 14th. In December, we're also having Safety City for our kindergarten and first graders. Our PE teacher is trying to connect with an organization that can help bring roller skating into our gym. And our art classes are working with a local Starbucks right now. They're decorating the coffee sleeves. And our assistant principal, Ms. Fouts, is gonna be in the Peanut Push that's downtown. So those are all like the immediate fun things, but going forward, we're working on planning a movie night for our families, another literacy night in the spring, and maybe even some guest speakers or events for assemblies. We just really want this to be like community experience and for everybody to realize that McKinley is the place to be.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be a guest on the podcast this week. It was great to talk to you about what's happening at the elementary level and what our families need to be aware of. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I always like talking about all the great things about McKinley.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for this week's episode, but we'll be back in a couple weeks with episode 5 featuring Lisa Morgan, who's our 21st Century Program Manager. Until then, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.